Right, I'm now going to bring in the Sheffield president of the NUS, Josh Fortensi. It's really nice to see you here. Well done.
Thank you.
So come and...
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for having us here. I'm coming with a very simple message. Students care, and they need your help. How many of you in this room have children? Put your hand up if you have a child. How many of you have grandchildren? All right.
They didn't all want to admit that.
All right. What we're facing today is monumental. And the motivation is very basic. On one hand, and it's the one we talk about the most, it's fear. We're here because we're afraid. The future is uncertain, and actually, the future that is on offer is disastrous. It's not only disastrous because we'll have job losses galore, it's disastrous because we don't know what's going to come next. The truth is that this savage attack on higher education, but also on the social fabric of this country, pretty much threatens everybody, everywhere, for the future. Now, I've got to tell you, I'm not British. You might notice the match. I'm an American and a Frenchman. I was born in America, but raised in France. And you know, one of the terrible things of being raised in France is seeing what happens in Britain and thinking, shit, that's what's happening in France in 10 years. That is genuinely how we see it. You are essentially the battlefront. What happens here happens everywhere else in Europe, eventually. This is more than just Britain. This is more than just yourselves. This is more than just today. This is about tomorrow. Now, the point is that there's fear involved in this, and that to respond to that, we are taking very concrete actions. That's why people came out in droves to the national demo in London. That's why people came out in droves today to express their concerns about the cuts in higher education, the increase in fees, the EMA being cut, and everything you know about. What we're doing right now is that actually we're taking part in a national campaign spearheaded by the NUS about the right to recall. We're trying to collect as many signatures as possible from local Sheffield people upset about the fact that Nick Clegg and any other MP who's backed out of their pledge can sit there in their MP office and pretend that they never made a promise. So we're asking you to sign these petitions. We're asking you to send letters to your MPs, to tell them that you care about your children, that you care about your grandchildren, that even though today is about all of us, we need to make sure that each of the concerns that we express are clearly and articulately made, because we are intelligent people, and we will not be mocked. There's a joke by the American movie director, Michael Moore. I don't know if any of you know it. He tells a story of when he was in an airplane, sitting next to this big corporate businessman. And the corporate man turns and says, "I recognize you, you're that TV guy. You say you have a problem with profit. What's your problem with profit? Profit's our system." And Michael Moore turns around and says, "No. That's not our system. Our system is democracy. And the truth is that a democracy is only as good as what we fight for. It's only as good as what we actually defend. It's not enough to vote, and it's not enough just to go on a demo. We need to hold every single represented official to account as strongly as possible. And we need to do this as much as we can for each other. Now, I'm looking forward to taking the lead from the TUC here in Sheffield to understand where students can fit into the broader campaign. At this point in time, all we're seeing is that we're taking the lead on our issues, and we are genuinely hoping for you to follow. Thank you very much.